This is the second report regarding the Hamilton Wetland Restoration Project. Hamilton was a place where airplanes, sometimes referred to as birds, once dominated the sky, but now it is literally going to the birds and the fish, as a huge collaborative effort is underway to restore a massive tract of marshland. The old Hamilton Airfield in Novato, California, will soon provide significant habitat for numerous species of plants and animals, many endangered or threatened. This is your wetlands.
The area we're looking at here is going to be a complex of seasonal wetlands where we're going to raise it up a little bit above the tide where it's going to catch just a couple of spring tides a year. And the way it's going to work is it'll be a big plain and there's going to be several ponds on this plain. And those are going to fill with rainwater during the winter. And the idea for this habitat is going to be to support overwintering waterfowl and shorebirds.
My guest is Eric Jolliffe, biologist with the Army Corps of Engineers San Francisco District. He describes the different types of wetlands being engineered on the site and how each will serve the needs of resident wildlife.
These birds like it open so they can see predators coming at them. So we'll get a plain with sparse vegetation, probably pickleweed, and then surrounded on the edges of that, there's going to be a gradual incline down, about 100-to-1 slope, that will have upland vegetation on it until it transitions down into the plain. That will also happen around the tidal marsh, which all around the edge, and there'll be another seasonal wetland out by the bay on the southern side. It's about another 30-acre little piece that's going to be down there. And what's different about this project than other ones that we've tried with dredge material is usually we would just get a site, we'd levy it off, and then the tidal marsh would go right up against the levee and there would be no transition zone. And this is a very valuable part of a marsh, is the area where you go from marsh to upland. A lot of animals use this. It's important, especially during high tides. Animals like the harvest mouse, which lives out in the pickleweed, and they need to get out of that when the tide comes in, so they need places to hide during the high tides. They call it refugia. So what's different about this is we're going to have a slope in. It's not going to be right up to the levee around the edge. There's going to be a nice gradual slope, almost imperceptible in some places, where this ecotone is going to be allowed to produce itself.
When we talk about wetlands, there are lots of different kinds of wetlands, I take it.
That is correct. On this site, we're going to have two main types. This panhandle area all the way down to that levee you see crossing the runway down there, it's going to be about 110 acres of seasonal wetlands. Further down in that corner, there'll be another wetland complex, which we haven't completed design on, but we're pretty close. But it'll differ from this one a little bit in that the ponds are going to be a little bit deeper. They're going to be raised up a little bit higher. It's going to be more oriented towards ducks, waterfowl, things that like to swim rather than wade. These ponds will be limited to a bird's leg height, so they can walk around in it. Every kind of wetland has value for something, but as far as the site goes, that's the different kinds we're going to have here, with about 320 acres of tidal marsh in the middle.
One of the things I want to underscore with this program is we hear the term hotspots, we hear the term endemic species, species of plants or animals that exist in one location, nowhere else. But there's also the synergy between habitat and species. So if a species has adapted to a particular plant, that's really important. So what you're doing here is bringing back some habitat which has been significantly depleted around the Bay Area.
That is correct, and specifically the tidal marsh, there's a big push for that because that's directly tied with endangered species. So obviously some regulatory agencies like Fish and Wildlife really want us to work on that kind of habitat. But one of our goals here was to provide a diversity of habitat rather than just tidal marsh, because having these habitats next to each other has more value because there's different parts that these animals can use.
What are some of the other species that you expect to be residents here?
There'll be some of the species that are here now. I didn't really realize it until I started doing surveys out here. We do surveys to protect animals that are existing here while we construct. But I've done surveys for harriers, for burrowing owls, for song sparrows. We make sure that areas that we're going to clear or grub are free of nests. Or if we do find nests, like if you look out there right now, you can see a couple of green spots. And that's where I located a couple of harrier nests that are in the middle of some burrow areas. And I was out there yesterday. They finished burrowing. I was out there yesterday, and they were successful. We managed to protect the nests. So their young are flying around out there. So there was actually, I was surprised to find out how much wildlife is actually here in all those weeds and stuff. So, but many of them will be also on the fringe or in the wetland when the water's down. You'll see harriers. You'll see other raptor species. There's ospreys. There'll be a lot of fish. Nobody really talks about the fish, and which is odd because the National Marine Fisheries Service was the agency that spawned this idea way back in 1993 or 4 or something like that. And they got the ball rolling with this and got us all together, the Corps and the State Land Commission and the Coastal Conservancy.
It's amazing how quickly nature responds particularly when you put a little bit of water out there.
You can go out there on any of these ponds, especially in the winter, and there's probably 20, 30 bird species on any of them. There's Caspian terns out on the islands. There's black-necked stilts. There's avocets. There's 10 or 15 kinds of waterfowl. There's waders. It's pretty amazing how fast these things come in once they realize the habitat's there.
And my thanks to Eric Jolliffe, biologist with the San Francisco District Army Corps of Engineers. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. Our podcast is supported through grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. To learn more about the joint venture, you can visit sfbayjv.org. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Jerry Kaye.